7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Sun's coming up, and it's going to be a nice day, a great day to work around the yard. We hope that you're all able to get outside and plant some fall flowering mums. Montauk Daisy, what a great perennial. And this is a plant that you can take cuttings. They root very, very easy. Fall flowering cabbage and kale. Now, that's a nice plant. I like it. I think I like it better than I do mums, because you can have cabbage and kale in planters on your front step, in window boxes, in your garden, that will last until the snow covers them. And if you live in an area where it doesn't snow, it will stay beautiful right up until it gets hot. So you're not just talking, you know, 4, 6, maybe 8 weeks of blooming with the mums, you're talking several months of color. And then if you get to a point where, oh, I don't like the look of that in the garden anymore, I want it to really look like winter, go out in the garden, cut it, bring it in the house, and make soup or coleslaw with it. It's that versatile. And at Thanksgiving, if you need a quick centerpiece, just cut one. Put it in a shallow bowl of water. And it's absolutely beautiful. White, pinks, and purple colored foliage. Absolutely gorgeous. So get down to your local nursery today, garden center. This time of the year, most of the good garden centers are having sales. Fall sales, and you can save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on many plants. So take advantage of it. Fall is for planting. And if you need some help, 800-259-9231. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about wisteria.
Hey, Mike, good morning. What's happening with your wisteria today?
Well, actually, I just purchased it. I tried to take advantage of some sales that were going on. So I'm actually looking for some hints, or, you know, maybe just how to plant it, assuming I would do something differently now because it's so late in the year versus any other time. I don't know. It's sort of an okay condition. It's... most of the leaves are starting to fall off at this point, and it kind of had a makeshift some bamboo in it that the vine was sort of growing around, and it sort of kind of overgrown around that. But I just wanted to just check, see maybe what's the best way to kind of take care of that for the winter and early spring.
Okay, so it's the wisteria vine, not a tree form, right?
That's right. It is definitely a vine.
Okay. Now, you need to find a place where it's going to get sun most of the day. They bloom much better in a sunny location than they do in shade. And give them plenty of room. And so they're going to need something to climb on. A trellis, an arbor, You can plant them up against a split rail fence or a stockade fence, but they need something to, because it's a vine, to crawl up and against. So you do that. Now, planting them. Dig a good size hole, at least 3 inches bigger all the way around, and you want to condition it properly. Cow manure, compost, something like that should go into the ground. If your soil is on the sandy side, get some soil moist granules. Sprinkle some of the granules, mix it with the compost, and if your soil is really sandy or a lot of clay, buy a couple bags of topsoil. Take out the junk and backfill the hole with some good soil to get the plant off to a good start. And get it into the ground now. Put a couple inches of bark mulch around it. Keep it wet, probably 1 or 2 waterings a week until Thanksgiving. And you're not talking a long way between now and Thanksgiving. You know, you're only talking about 6 weeks. So you may have to water it 6 times between now and then. And forget about it. And then in the spring, it will come up and it will grow like crazy. Wisteria is one of my favorite vines. And it can grow 6 to 8 feet in 1 year. And it's really, really tough. So, you know, find a good, sunny location with some way that it can climb on. If you have, let's say, a tall-growing pine tree, and there's no foliage for 30 or 40 feet, plant it at the base of the pine tree and train it to grow up the tree. And it will go all the way up to the top and give you some color that far up. Or the same thing if you've got a big oak. Let it climb right up the side of the oak tree if you don't have a fence. And it will do real well. They bloom early. And in New England, for example, wisteria will bloom around Mother's Day in May. That's the traditional time. Further south, it's going to bloom a little bit earlier. Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, it's going to bloom during April. In Florida, it's going to bloom during late March. So it depends where you live. But it's a great plant, and it's something that I know you will enjoy. But plant it correctly. Put some soil moisture to help retain moisture. Lots of cow manure or compost, either or. And if your soil isn't very good, dig out some of the soil that's not what you would like and buy a couple extra bags of topsoil to help to get them off to a good start. Great question, Mike. Thank you. And you will enjoy the plant real, real soon. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Mississippi with a question about spiders.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about spiders.
Yes, sir.
And I have spiders inside my apartment. They're all on the edge of the wall and all up in the ceiling and stuff. They're living inside. I want to know what could I use, not toxic, something natural. To get rid of them, to just make them leave.
Okay. Probably the safest product for you to buy, if you go down to your garden center or a good hardware store that has a good line of products and some knowledgeable salespeople, Scotts and Bayer. Both have some wonderful products that will take care of insects that you can spray either inside the house or outside. And what I'd like you to do, Jim, is this. Right now, I know Mississippi is not doesn't get as cold as it does in Maine, where I live. But as your days get shorter, that spider is saying, I need to go inside the house. So if you can buy a spray, either in a concentrate, like you can buy a 1 gallon container with a built-in sprayer, and you walk around the foundation of your house outside, and you spray from the ground up about 18 to 24 inches. Just spray either the cement foundation, or if it is wood or shingles, spray that all the way around the house. That will prevent those that are out from coming in. And then inside the house, you can buy an indoor insect control that you would spray on the baseboards around your home. And so right along the baseboard, because the spiders may be up now, but they do come down. And when they do, it will hit that. Both products are very, very safe and effective. The ones that are up there now, take your vacuum cleaner, turn it on, put the extension, and just suck them off.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We are sourced for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We want you to get you motivated. So get out of that bed, make yourself a little breakfast, some cup of coffee, and let's get outside and work the yard. There's no better time than the fall. Cooler temperatures normally, lots to do, and if you're not quite sure what to do, call us, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from New Hampshire with a question about mums.
Hey, Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning. We love you in New Hampshire. Okay.
Thank you.
Three quick questions. I've got several hardy perennial mums and Montauk daisies. Now, some of the mums have they've been in the ground already a couple of months. They're dying back. Should I cut them back before the winter or just let them die?
What you want to do is, as the leaves begin to turn brown, cut it flush to the ground and then cover.
Flush to the ground, okay.
Flush to the ground and then put a couple of inches of bark mulch or grass clippings or pine needles right on top of it, and that will help to insulate it for the winter months.
Second question. I'm stuck with three bags of mulch that I didn't get down. Should I put it down now? Is it too late?
No, it isn't too late. No, you can put down mulch any time of the year.
Well, with my coffee grounds? I have a lot of coffee grounds. My mother used to mix them in with her soil.
Coffee grounds are absolutely wonderful. Coffee grounds... Yeah, coffee grounds, you can put it in your vegetable garden, in your flower beds. If you have broadleaf evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, the coffee grounds are going to be on the acidic side. So instead of taking that filter with all the coffee grounds and throwing it into the trash, What you can do is save an empty 5-pound can that the coffee came out of when it's empty. So what you do, instead of taking the filter and throwing it away, take the coffee, dump it into the pot, into that empty coffee can, and then you can spread it around your broadleaf evergreens. If you have a vegetable garden, that filter is biodegradable. So all you would have to do is take the filter and the coffee, throw it in the empty container, put the plastic cover. When it's full, go in the garden with a pitchfork or a shovel, dig a little hole, grab a couple of filters with the coffee, and throw it in the hole and then cover it. Make another hole, put a couple more here and there throughout the garden. By spring, the filter has turned to organic matter along with the coffee. You have conditioned the soil like with peat moss or compost. So it's good stuff. Recycle, reuse, and your garden will be even better. And coffee grounds around blueberries will help to make the flower bluer in color. We'll make it acid, and your blueberries will be more productive. And blue hydrangea, it will make the color of the flower bluer. So save your coffee grounds, recycle them in your garden, and you're adding organic matter at the same time. Great question. Thank you. I appreciate that phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about walking sticks.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to talk to you again. I actually have two questions, if I may. But before I ask you the questions, I'd like to give you some feedback. My wife and I have been planting since spring here. We listen to you every week, and we went out to this garden center we deal with, and we bought these bags of this Thrive. It's in Thrive in there, and Osmocote. And conservatively, we have probably planted 3 dozen hosta, and I just butterfly bushes and azaleas and stuff we put in the ground. We have not lost a single plant.
That's wonderful. Paul, why don't you hold on? We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we'll get right back to you. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231, and we're talking with Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning again, Paul. My first question is concerning these plants called Corylus contorted filbert, and the second question would be how much we can cut back our rhododendrons. Now, on this Corylus, we got four of them, and the gentleman at the nursery told us that there's a female and a male. And the female, I guess, has these beautiful flowers or whatever they are that come after the leaves fall off in the winter. They're quite beautiful in the snow. My question is, I don't really understand how much sun these plants need or how much shade they can stand, and do they need to be protected from the wind?
Okay. I live in Maine, and I have it's called a hairy lauder walking stick or contorted filbert. And it's a wonderful, wonderful plant. It will get up to be 6 feet tall, maybe even bigger, depending on your location in the soil, and about 6 feet wide. And the branches grow like a corkscrew, round and twisted and snarled. It's one of my wife's favorite plants. And you can buy a green leaf or kind of a purpley red leaf also. And their flower is called a catkin. And a catkin looks like a Caroline tail, except it droops down. And in the spring, it will get longer and longer, and it will turn bright yellow. It's not showy like a rhododendron or something like that, but the thing that's nice about the plant is during the winter months to see that twisted, snarly foliage. Now, what may happen, and just be aware of it, if you notice that coming out of the center of your plant, there's a branch that grows straight up, not twisted, but straight up, take your pruners and cut it back, because it's trying to revert back to the original straight filbert. And you don't want that to take over. So anything that doesn't look like it should, remove it from the plant and do your pruning in the early spring before the new growth starts to control the size. Rhododendrons are pruned in June when they finish blooming. So as soon as you see that your rhododendrons are beginning to look a little tired, the flowers are beginning to fall a little bit and they're not bright and vibrant and it's not a great big ball, that's when you prune back your rhododendron. Rhododendrons will bloom. When they finish blooming, then they make the new growth for the following year. So if you can get in between the blooming and the new growth, then you can control the size of your plant without losing all of the flower buds being formed on your plant. Okay? If you prune it now, you're going to take all the flower buds off. And that's the best part about the rhododendrons, are the flowers in May and June. So when the blooms go by, or they're starting to look dirty, get your hand pruners out and do some selective pruning to shape the plant better and to control the overall size of your plant. And your walking stick, when the foliage is all off and there's a little bit of snow on the ground, wow, is it beautiful. Great questions. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ellie from Mass with a question about poppies.
Ellie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
It's not a sunny day, but it's not raining. But I had a question. My shipment has come in of poppies, the oriental poppies.
Yes.
And
okay.
How deep do you plant those, Paul? When I buy them in the pot and plant them, they always die. I mean, they never come back.
Okay. Now, are these Oriental or are they Iceland or?
I think it's an Oriental collection.
Okay.
I'll go look at some while I'm talking to you.
Okay. What you want to do
is. I've got a general collection, and I don't want to screw it up. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Oriental Poppy Collection.
Okay. Is it just a brown root, or is there any foliage to that, to those plants?
I just see a root. How
okay.
do you know which end is it goes up? The one with the brown things on the top?
Yeah.
The brown?
Yeah. So the very, very point is going to go down. That real skinniest part of the root goes down. And the top of the plant is going to be covered with about 1 inch of soil on top of it. Now, poppies will not put up with a wet soil. So if you have a clay soil, you're going to have to add some peat moss or compost and really blend it in to break apart the clay. Never put it in the garden that where water would accumulate if you get the heavy rain. So they need to be high rather than low. They'll grow in the sun to half a day of shade, and the better you prepare the ground, the better they will do. Now, the other thing that I would do, the very top of the plant where you have all the dead foliage, that should be level with the top of the soil. So all of the dead leaves need to be sitting on top of the ground. Once you get them all planted, then you're going to cover your poppies with an inch of either pine needles or straw to protect them for the winter. And the sooner you can get those in the ground, the better chance you'll have of them surviving. Now, I want you to do one other thing. Keep the package, the packing slip, and the bill. And that way, in the spring, if only half of them come out, you can call the company and say, hey, I bought 25 assorted poppies from you. I received them in October. I planted them with compost, and only half of them came up. And they will send you another dozen plants. Okay? So, the foliage that remains should be sitting right on top of the ground. Everything else goes straight down. Put some compost, animal manure. The better you prepare the soil, the better they're going to do for you. And then for winter protection and to give them some additional time to get established, cover them with pine needles, shredded leaves, anything like that. Okay? Now, if your soil is sandy, get some soil moist granules to add to the soil to help to retain moisture. And when you're at the garden center, because this is a dormant plant, you want to wake it up to stimulate the roots. Get a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. Thrive is mycorrhiza. They're all planted. You mix the Thrive in your watering can, and you water all of the plants. If you want to put some of the Thrive in the hole at the time of planting, that's even better. That will give them a jump. It will wake them out of dormancy, get the roots established before the cold weather arrives, and in the spring, they'll be ready to go. Great question, Allie. Thank you for the call. And in the spring, take a picture of them and send them to us. We have been working the month of October on building a brand new website for you. One of the features on the website is we are going to be asking you to send us pictures of your garden. And we're going to post them on our website. A lot of new things coming out with this website. You're going to be very, very happy with it. A lot more information, easier for you to use. We're going to have information from all of the garden clubs that have events, and we're going to be posting pictures of some of the best gardens that listen to our show. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about hosta.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I have two questions. One is, should I cut down the hosta plants now? And the other one is, will pampas grass grow in southern New Hampshire?
Okay. Your hosta at this time of the year, they're probably beginning to turn yellow. Cut them right flush to the ground. Take all the foliage, put it in your compost pile. But now is the time to cut back hostas. daylilies that are beginning to look a little bit tired. And that way, because see, what could happen, Mary, is if you had slugs in your hosta this year, the slugs know that the weather's getting cold, and they're going to die. So they will lay eggs on the foliage of the hosta. The cold doesn't hurt the eggs, but the adults will all freeze and die. So if you allow the foliage to sit there, the eggs from the slugs are on the leaves. By you cleaning the garden, you remove the eggs, which means less of a problem for you next season. And it will make a big, big difference. You'll have much better looking hosta plants. So you give that a try. I know you will have a much better looking garden. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to work together so that you have a great gardening season. In your perennial beds, now is the time to get out. Rake them. Cut back the yellow foliage. So if you have peonies, they're done blooming. Cut them flush of the ground. Hostas, daylilies, and all of your perennials that are done, cut them back. And for grasses, pampas grass in New Hampshire, no. Miscanthus. When we come back, I will tell you about ornamental grasses.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dana from Cape Cod with a question about flux.
Hey, Dana, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My name is actually Dina. Thank you for taking my call. I just listened to your previous caller about the planting the poppies in root form. And
yes.
I received my phlox also in root form and planted them. But they are sprouting leaves. And my concern is, will they die when the cold comes in? Will that kill the plant because the leaves are so tender?
No. No, that's what you want to have happen. But the thing I want you to do is between Veterans Day and Thanksgiving, I want you to go out and cover the new foliage with pine needles or straw or grass clippings that have been dried to create a barrier or some insulation on them. And that's why I was telling her, you know, plant them so that the foliage is just above the soil line, and then putting this barrier. And the main reason for that is, well, there's a couple. First one is it prevents the wind from pulling the moisture out of the foliage, number one. Number two is during the winter, if there's no snow cover, that mulch that you put on top of it will freeze and thaw, but the ground will stay frozen. And that's what you want to have happen. You want the soil to stay frozen. The worst thing that could happen is freezing and thawing, because when the ground freezes, it expands, and it will stretch that root. And then when it thaws, it relaxes. And then it freezes, and it stretches it again. And this continuous pulling and relaxing, pulling and relaxing, will break off young roots. So that's why I say, for now, let it grow. The roots are getting caught because the ground is nice and warm. And that's what you want. You want the plant to be well established before it really does freeze. Once it freezes, if you can put an inch or two of some type of organic material that's light right on top of it, it will really, really help. And again, dried grass clippings, some straw, pine needles, shredded foliage or leaves will make a big difference in the survival rate of those plants. So if you can do that, your plants will do much, much better. And if you want to give them, and I meant to say that, if you want to hit them now with a liquid fertilizer, not a granular. A granular is for long term. And you just want to motivate them. So mix up a little bit of Miracle-Gro just to help the roots to get caught. Because Miracle-Gro, in 2 weeks, the plant has actually used it all and it's gone. And that will stimulate the new growth and then give the plant a chance to harden off between now and winter. And then you put the mulch. Perfect questions. Want to mention again one more time that we are headed to the Chelsea England Flower Show in May. If you would like some information, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, or you can call and they will send you a brochure about it. The phone number to call is 800-322-9481. This is, if you've never been to a major flower show, and this is the number one in the world. It's incredible. Plus, we're going to two gardens that the British Botanical Gardens own and run. One of them is their headquarters in Westley. There's a lot to see. We're going to the Roman bathhouses. We're going to a garden center. We're going to Stonehenge and a lot more. So check it out on the website, paulparent.com, May 22nd through the 30th of May, and it will give you great ideas for your garden.